5, 4, 3, 2.
Your wow is too fast.
I know.
You gotta slow your wow.
I know. I get it. It's terrible.
You got that punk rock.
I know. I want to speed everything up. Welcome to Flowing with Famous, the All Fresno podcast, where we talk about Fresno.
Oh yes.
Whether it's politics, pop culture, entertainment, retail. If it's Fresno, we're in it.
Even Fresno, Texas. If there's any Fresno, Texas news, we'll talk about it.
So, with you, as always, me, Joshua Teehee, a.k.a. Famous Whitewater, and Mike C. of the Dorktown Network of Podcasts. He is our overlord here at the podcast network.
Somebody's got to do it.
And we're very happy.
The biggest, the highest unpaid intern.
Hey, I like that. So, there've been a lot of happenings.
Sure.
In Fresno this week. Exciting. I don't know if exciting is quite the right word.
Depressing? No.
Is it? No.
No, like, melancholy. Just,
right.
Like
nostalgia. Kind of stuff. So.
Of course, the two big closings.
Two big closings.
This week.
Yeah.
We're number one. Cup of Joe first.
We'll go in chronological order. So, Cup of Joe is not closed yet.
Oh, wait,
they
what?
Announced that they'll be closing after I think February 23rd.
But they are closing.
They will no longer be having shows after.
There isn't a way to campaign and like save Cup of Joe.
No, I don't think from the things that I have, and I haven't had a chance to reach out and follow through on this a little more because mm-hmm. and I will because I've been sort of tracking it on social media and it's crazy the amount of people. I mean, who just. The Cup of Joe was like it saved them, you know. It was like they and I don't know about you. I don't think I've ever been to Cup of Joe. No, that's not true. I went.
You
once.
You had to have been.
I went once.
I've been a few times.
I think I only went once, and I saw Sparkle Jet played.
Yeah,
it was like something like that.
Oh,
you know?
Sparkle Jet at Cup of Joe. That'd be weird.
And then I tried to go another time. Okay. There was a band coming in, a hardcore band from Canada called Anchorus,
uh-huh.
and like hardcore, new whatever hardcore is now, not like old school. But so this hardcore band, but I really dug them. They were really cool, and I had done an interview with them, and they had sent me the album, so I knew a couple of songs. So you know, they're playing at Cup of Joe, and I was excited to go. And I think Main Horse and some other bands that I kind of dug were on the bill, you know. And so I was like, oh, I'm going to go. And it just so happened that the Armenian Festival, the Serbian Food Festival, or one of those, you know, because Cup of Joe is right there where all those churches are.
Yep.
Right there on, what is that, Shields or whatever, First. Anyway.
You could say that anywhere in Fresno. Right. You know, right where all those churches are.
Oh, yeah. So we had gone to the food festival. We were done. We were like, all right, we're going to go. It's about time we're going to go over to the show. And we got there a little early. You know, the Cup of Joe shows typically start early anyway.
They're supposed to anyway.
So we were early and we were standing around and I was just – I was so uncomfortable. I mean, because here I am, you know, in my mid-30s.
Yep.
And everyone else there – maybe a 20-year-old, maybe. Probably not. And they hadn't really opened up yet, and so everyone was just kind of outside, and I just, it was like, I can't, and so we left. And I feel bad because I really did want to see the show, but
I've had the same experience there. I've only been maybe 3 times. Mm-hmm. And a couple times I went by myself just to see the show.
Yeah.
And like I had definitely one time, there was one time one of Eli's like offshoot bands was playing. Uh-huh. So like at least I hung out with at least I hung out with Eli and like it wasn't that weird because I was hanging out with the band, you know, in between other stuff. But another time I went just to see the show by myself. Yeah. and like I didn't have anyone there to hang out with.
Right.
So it was just kind of
such
like
weird.
It was just weird because there's no alcohol in there.
No alcohol.
So you don't have that. And
yeah,
I think at this show I didn't have a smartphone.
Oh, okay.
Either I hadn't bought one yet,
or you just didn't understand how they worked.
Yeah, I don't understand this new technology. So like I didn't even have that like just kind of like bury myself in the phone before in between bands.
Yeah.
And it was just like, what do I do? Like I would just like order a soda. I was like, can I have a soda just for something to have in my hand? And it was weird. At Audie's, I can just go by myself and just sit at the bar and drink or whatever. And it's not weird at all. But like there, it's just like, yeah, I'm 30 something. Right. And like everyone here is like 20. And
we totally missed. And I feel like I missed it, you know, when it first opened, you know, I think I was probably like not in the scene enough. You know, and then when it was running, I've never played there. You know,
that's weird that you guys.
Our band, the type of music that we did and the scene that I was in, just wasn't that. You know, that scene.
Uh-huh.
So we just never had an opportunity to play there.
And although you guys could pull this off, because I mean, you can pretty much cuss or not cuss.
Yeah.
And, cussing rule.
Right. And I think that was part of it. You know, I think there was on
it's
our
like
end,
a straight edge place, basically.
You know.
Because of the church, basically.
But, you know, again, listening to the or following it on social media, on Facebook and things, I think, you know, that place was instrumental for a lot of local musicians and a lot of the scene. That's where they sort of came together. And you know, there's people talking about this and that show that they saw and all these mm-hmm. great experiences that they had.
Oh, they have amazing shows. I mean, that's why it pushed, even though I know, like, this is a place for younguns, I'm like, this is a good show I need to see. But it's just like, it's not meant for me to be there, I guess. I remember telling Blake Jones, Blake Jones.
Yeah,
he's older than us.
I know.
I was telling him about a couple of Joe. He's like, I want to check out a show there because Blake's very much into the scene.
Oh, yeah. He
wants to know everything that's going on. And I was like, okay. And he went, and it was like, you know, 8 o'clock start time, and like nothing was going on. Yeah. He's like, yeah, I went at 8 o'clock, and the doors weren't even open, and no one was there. And I came back at 8:30, and finally somebody started showing up. And then about 9:30, then a band started playing, and I just left. I was like, that kind of what happens. Yeah.
But so, you know, I think this will be their last show. And like I said, I haven't followed up again, but from what I've heard, the nonprofit, they were a nonprofit that was running it, and that nonprofit is sort of going away, and so that's just, you know.
Now that I think about it, I'm surprised that it went so long.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, it's been there a long time.
Yeah.
For a nonprofit show for the kind of bands, kids in a church set venue and all that, it's like...
Yeah, it's definitely one of those weird underground venues that will be that people will talk about for a long time afterwards. Mm-hmm. You know, so it's sad. I'm not 100% too sure how much it will be missed now, because I think, you know, they haven't. At one point, they were doing shows, you know, every weekend, Friday, Saturday, a lot of times. And then it got to be where just Fridays, and then recently, you know, they've been pretty hit or miss on what shows they were having. So, I kind of feel like maybe this was a while coming.
Yeah.
But, yeah. So, Cup of Joe.
Yeah, but
done.
There isn't a all-ages venue like that to replace it, like a non-alcoholic venue.
No. I mean, there's the Chinatown venues, you know, I think.
Well,
that,
yeah, but that's punk, you know, hardcore punk, that kind of stuff. And Cup of Joe was kind of everything.
Yeah, and more leaning toward the indie rock.
Right.
I think there is, you know, there's this place called the Escape to MILF Mountain. And it's, I think it's a house. I really don't know anything about it. Yeah, I've never
been. Sure, that's a house.
I've never been, but
house show venue.
It kind of seems like maybe it has a similar kind of vibe. Mm-hmm. You know, there was the Victory Cafe that was in the Hardy's.
Yeah, and then that's not happening. And that's not.
So I mean, there is a possibility that something could
somebody will pop up.
I mean, it's good to have that kind of thing for, you know, as a venue for adults.
Whatever, there's only music nerds like us would be drawn to it, otherwise there's no use for high school kids, those just getting into college.
I mean, it's great, because parents can kind of trust that they can drop their kids off there and they're not going to get into too much trouble, and it's
and I would have died for, like, kind of like you were saying before, like, I would have died for that when I was 18. Yeah. If it existed, nobody was telling me about it. And I just wonder, is that generation that's coming up, say the teenagers right now, are they even, do they even care about that stuff? I mean,
we should ask them.
Is it, ask them.
I need
all you teenage
who are listening. Like, please tell us.
We don't care about live shows.
We don't care about anything.
Live local, live touring shows.
I mean, really. But I don't know. I think, Strummers has a lot of all age shows. Most of their shows are all ages now.
Okay.
Unless they're being brought in. Most of their shows are all ages, and they seem to do well.
Like, so, all the melodic core stuff.
All that, yeah.
That stuff hits well with the kids.
The kids.
The kids love the melodic metal.
You know, they really love EDM.
EDM.
Electronic dance music.
Oh, yeah.
They love it.
Yes, they love that stuff.
So.
You damn kids and your dance music, taking your shirt off and.
Real music is.
Your glow sticks.
We need real music. Anyway, so that'll be, next month or February, the end of February. They'll have their last show.
Go reminisce.
So, yeah. There was another, but that wasn't it. That wasn't the only closing.
No.
That long time place.
This for us older people.
Yeah.
The Silver Dollar Hofbräu.
Oh, man. Again.
It's gone. Like, gone. Like, they didn't even, like, all right, we're one more week and we'll be closed. Like, all of a sudden, no, we're closed. I wonder if, does everyone kind of knew about it, and then I learned of it, or?
Let me tell you a story about Silver Dollar Hofbräu. That's a place I've never been to either.
What?
I don't think I've ever been there.
What?
Everybody talks about this place.
Everyone had their window of Silver Dollar-ness.
I don't think I ever did.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah.
So, I don't care. To me, it's like,
wow. Well, here's the thing.
Another empty building is what I say.
Whoa. Well, there's new owners. Right. So,
and they maybe
they're going to do something.
But not
hopefully they'll keep the bar. Okay, right, here are the things.
Okay, go.
The bar is amazing. You have not been in there.
I know about the bar, though. Everyone knows about the bar.
I don't know that it. I can't think of a place in Fresno that has a bigger bar. If somebody wants to tweet at us, at Flowing with Pod.
Bigger bar.
Where?
I don't know. That's not, if someone knows, let us know.
Yeah. I don't think there is a bigger bar in Fresno.
Okay.
And then it has the Silver Dollars embedded in it.
Right, right.
And so
that's got to be worth money there alone.
I got to think, assuming that comes with the new owners get that, like, I got to think they're not going to get rid of that.
Maybe that's why they bought it, so they could just sell it. Scrap it, take it to the gold store.
Yeah, I wonder how much, like, I wonder if there's actual valuable coins in there. Yeah. I don't know. But, so it has this huge bar.
Right.
It has these awesome booths, these big booths. We actually talked about it on Perfect Pour.
Uh-huh.
You had these, it's like your own private booth, but you're still within the bar.
Uh-huh, uh-huh.
Like, you always wanted to get a booth when you got in there, because sometimes you couldn't get a booth.
Right.
But and then the food is just, you had this a really good cafeteria food. Like, I guess is the best way to
describe
it.
So it was good. It wasn't like it was.
I'm sure some people think I don't like it, but it's like a good turkey dinner, good sandwich, kind of food.
Hofbräu.
Yeah. It's a hot brow food.
Yeah.
I mean, it was basically the same concept as the downtown, one. Just
that we lost as well.
Right. So you've been in that one. It's similar vibe. And I spent like my early 20s.
Okay.
That was like our go-to place.
Okay.
Like, if nothing else was going on, you went to Silver Dollar. Wow. Because there was a booth and then lots of beer.
Okay.
And they have the frosty, like these giant mugs that were like just frost, like all frost. You touch it and it's just, you're touching frost. So that was the coldest beer in town. And there was always a good place to watch games, mm-hmm. Bulldog games. And right. like that would be like when the news wanted to get,
they would get a vibe
of like what the fans thought of blah, blah, blah of Fresno State. They would go to the Hofbräu and interview people.
That was before the Doghouse Grill, right?
Yep. Yeah, that's a good point. Like Doghouse Grill and BJ's, two places kind of took that what you went to the dollar for, kind of thing.
Yeah.
Like those are the two biggest blows, I think, to the dollar.
Was there any word about why they
his official thing was just like everyone's moved north.
Yeah.
Everyone's kind of passed us by. You know, they haven't changed anything really in the years they've been there.
Right.
It's pretty much the same place. It's always been. And, you know, he's in his upper 80s. Like, I would have gotten out a long time before that. I'm like, why is he
like,
still
I'm dead. 50. Yeah. I'm out.
Yep.
Out. I've been here 10 years.
But they always had that jazz night. Mm-hmm, on, mm-hmm. I think that's why they announced it was. Was their after jazz night was like because that was always their staple show because they didn't really have shows outside of that jazz night.
Okay,
they did have bands play in the back room once in a while, but they were never really a music venue.
Right,
but I'll miss it even though I haven't been for a long time.
Right, and I think a lot of what I heard was that like kind of thing. It's like, oh man, I haven't been there in forever.
Yep.
So, and I think that's what you get a lot, you know, especially with those kind of places where, if they've been there a long time, you just sort of
expect them to be there. Right. And like, I'll go another day.
Right. It's like, oh, well, I've been there a million times. I can go there whenever. Mm-hmm. And then one day they're gone.
I wish it would have morning though. I would have liked to gone in one more time.
Yeah.
But well, whatever. And the new owners might do something similar.
Something
and,
fun.
Yeah.
What, okay, if they didn't do something similar, what would you like to see?
Oh, man.
What would be, like, the, in that space, too? Because that's right there.
Yeah, I have a hard time
41.
With it. I've always had a,
you know?
Like, we did this with Fig Garden Village, and I can't think of anything new to put in Fig Garden Village it's so saturated now with food. So, like, you know, what would I put in there? It's too small for a Dave and Buster's.
Right.
Everyone's
and too south.
Yeah.
Dave and Buster's seems like it would need to go in a
North Fresno. Yeah, probably. I think Dave and Buster's could work downtown.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Shut your mouth.
I always wonder, I don't want to get off topic, but man, I'm so curious to see like, some like say like Pismo's.
Okay.
Pismo's is packed every night. Yeah. It's always packed. Right. Pismo's. I wonder. God, just put it exact same.
Right. Same place. Same
everything exact except it's downtown. Yeah. Like how? Would like, it, what the difference would be? I know obviously it would drop. I'm not saying it would gain or anything.
Right.
Or even stay the same. It's gonna drop. But like how much? Like would it still be busy and making plenty of money?
I think so, and here's why. There is a Deli Delicious downtown.
Okay.
Right? It's near the Galleria, across from the library on Tulare Street there. I would not think that there would be any foot traffic on a Saturday afternoon. I didn't even think they would be open on a Saturday afternoon.
Yeah.
Most places aren't downtown, you know, right?
Yep.
Especially a place like that, you know.
Yeah, it's like a lunch place.
So, but they were.
Wow.
And so we decided to go there for lunch on Saturday, and we went, and it was, I wouldn't say packed, but it was full. Mm-hmm. There were people there. And my thought was, where are these people coming from?
Mm-hmm.
But there they were on a Saturday, which, you know.
You live downtown. There's we got the new loft. What is it called? The one on, is it Inyo and Venice?
City View. Yeah.
That just, oh, people are moving in there.
Mm-hmm.
I'm excited for that.
We did get off topic, though, of what you would want
yeah,
to see.
Yeah.
But you couldn't come up with anything, no. So there it is.
I can't come up with anything,
yeah.
Man.
Yeah.
Crap.
You know what, place? So I really, really liked the public house when the public house was open over there in Granite mm-hmm. Park. Do you remember that?
Oh, yeah. I liked that, too.
I would like to see that.
Now it's Yosemite sort of, Falls. Yeah.
But I would like to see that kind of place again, you know? Yep. Great, like a great beer selection. Not crazy, like, you know. Mm-hmm.
They had before
decent
this,
pub food and really
this
nice.
Before beer boom, they had like a really good beer selection. Yeah.
They definitely, it was a very good, like, house. European. It had a lot of, it was.
Yeah, it was European
it was
heavy.
Very, yeah, I mean, it was like a pub, you know?
Yeah.
And so they had a lot of the English beers. And
if it was still around today, it would be getting some good taste.
Oh, I'm sure.
There.
I'm sure. But to me, something like that would be, I would like to see something like that. I love the atmosphere of it. I love the, you know, everything. And I think that it would do well.
Is Granite Park just like stuck? That is it like not going to go anywhere?
Who knows?
It's just like what it is now.
I guess
we got the Me and Ed's and the Yosemite Falls Cafe.
Well, and they have that
the
Club Imperio.
Is that open?
It is open still.
Really?
And I think it does fairly well. I mean, I you know they had Little John came not too long ago and did I think he did a DJ set or something. There was no real publicity for it or anything, but it happened. And I think they have stuff, you know, we don't know about it because that's not really our scene. But I think if it were your scene, I think there's people that go there and really enjoy it and, you know, think that they're doing it well. So, but other than that, I mean, I think there's still vacant buildings there. I think it could definitely be... Something could happen out there, but...
Yeah, something still could be figured out, but not right now.
Okay, so closings. Do we want to talk about the...
Well, let's talk... Fulton 55?
Fulton 55.
They got an anniversary. They've been around for what? How much?
4 years.
4 years, huh?
They're celebrating their four-year anniversary this weekend. Patrick Contreras is coming. You know, he played the opening...
Oh, okay.
Opening night, I think.
Okay, yeah.
So they brought him back, and then the Prince tribute band, the Purple Ones, mm-hmm. Who were here.
They've been through a couple times.
Yeah, they're coming back. I think that they did really well for Fulton 55 back there. So it's cool, you know. It's 4 years. I mean, I think a 5 year anniversary is probably the one where you really start getting excited about just because it's
a nice
five,
number,
you know.
Yeah.
But. 4 years, I mean, that's nothing to sneeze at. And I think that if you look back at what they've been able to do, they haven't had maybe the biggest shows necessarily, although they've had some really big shows. And they haven't had the most hip bands coming through, although they have had a lot of hip bands. But consistent, you know, they've just consistently done what they do for 4 years, you know?
Yeah.
And I think they have given some genres that had up until that point been overlooked a chance, you know? Like, I think they were really the first venue to start doing hip-hop again and bring in some of these underground hip-hop bands. And they were, you know, have been doing a lot of EDM shows. And not a lot of other venues do that. And, you know, yeah, there's been some cool shows there.
Still
I mean, I haven't, you know, they had that Fierce Creatures had their big mm-hmm. sellout show there.
Yeah.
A couple years ago. We've had Fuse Fest there since they've been open. So, you know, the last 3-4 years, whatever. They had that... New Rock 104 Christmas party with Bush recently, which was huge. It sold out, you know. And I've seen some great shows. I mean, I've seen some really cool shows there. It's not my favorite venue in town. right now. But it's still, I mean, it is what Fresno needs, you know, and that is a venue of that size that is consistent, you know, consistently bringing people through. And that's really what you need. It's not a lot about, like, you know, the specific bands you get coming through. It's that you have something every, you know, weekend or in midweek shows, and you're booking it and you're bringing people in, you know. So, and I think they've done a good job. They lost Tony Martin, their general manager. So, you know, that'll be something that in the next year we'll, you know, this year we'll kind of get to see how that plays out.
Because
I don't know who's doing stuff down there anymore. But, yeah, man, I don't know. I like Fulton 55. I mean, what's...
Me too.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's good. Good. I mean, I'm just, yeah... I'm happy we're 4 years and we're still here, right. And we got all our venues minus Cup of Joe's. And
right,
we're
yeah,
good.
Well, yeah, totally. And venues will come and go, so that's just something you deal with.
But I mean, we really are like our staples have been staying strong,
right? Yeah,
and even in the case of Strummers, it's even gotten better. Yeah. So,
and I think that some people probably didn't think that it would work there in the in. Where it's at, you know, it's right there on DeVisitor and Fulton. And I think some people,
yeah,
when it opened, you know, I thought that I think some people thought that it was in the wrong neighborhood. I think some people thought that it was too big. I think, you know, there were a lot of different things.
Oh, yeah, there was a lot of controversy when it went in. And if you could just place it perfectly downtown, that wouldn't be the place I'd put it either, right. But it's there and it's working.
Yeah. And I think they're working to get some upgrades. I think they're trying to get a pizza kitchen in there so that they can then do, you know, 18 and over shows and that kind of thing.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, they've been working on that for a while.
Yeah, so I think, and I mean, they have the facilities for it. I think they're just really trying to move to do that kind of thing to give them a little more edge. I mean, one of the things they do have to deal with is the fact they are a bigger venue, and that's just, you know, it makes it tough sometimes.
Yeah.
Still, I mean, I don't know. I think
like, you know, Audie's can get away with like just having a small show with 10 people show up and it still works.
Right, yeah.
You know, at Fulton 55, a 10-person show, it doesn't work.
And I've seen shows like that there before. My favorite story is Greg Ginn, who is the guitar player for Black Flag, came through town, and he has a band called The Royal We. And they were actually playing, I want to say maybe they were playing at Coachella or something. It was like one of those kind of deals. And he came through. It was on a Saturday. And
Road to Coachella shows.
I think that's what it was. And it seems like this is Greg Ginn. I mean, you know, he's someone people know. There were three people there, man. Like three, five, including the... And he played. It was still a great show. It was really cool. I mean, not at all what anyone who knows Greg Ginn, I mean, like the Black Flag, you know, if you're a fan of Black Flag, you would probably be like, well, this is weird. But it was cool. I really liked it. And, you know, I was happy to see him. Glad he came through. So, all right. That's all of our. Go ahead. No.
I was just going to say, since we're in the music, it's time for Band of the Episode.
All right. So I have a Band of the Episode.
All right.
Unfortunately, I'm not sure we're going to be able to find anything.
Oh yeah,
for them to play. But Band of the Episode, I had no idea this was even a band. A little band called the Appletones, or maybe the Appletons. I don't remember. But it's Ray Appleton's band.
What?
Ray Appleton. And you know Ray Appleton is a rock and roller.
Yeah. Well, he's got tattoos.
Right.
So I mean, come on. Must be.
Apparently he has a band. They're called the Appletones.
Yeah.
And
hardcore?
Yeah, they're a hardcore band.
Oh, okay. Screamo?
If you go on Facebook, you can look them up.
Appletones.
That'd be great. No, I don't think that is. But I think it's cool. I think that's exciting.
Hell yeah.
Anyway.
I want to go to a show and just heckle. Yeah.
They're actually, I think, playing at next weekend at
more
the
metal.
At the Tower Theater.
Play
so
some Skinner.
Maybe you could do that.
Skinner.
I bet they would.
They're like, you got it.
Anyway, if you go to Facebook you can, and look them up, I love it. No, I mean, I do think it's
and
cool.
And tell them Josh sent you.
I do think it's cool.
Josh sent me here, Ray. He says he loves right. you.
So, but the real band of the episode.
Oh, okay.
I mean, that could be the band, but I don't think there's audio.
Listen to this.
Great, Mike. Anyway, so the real band of the episode.
Sleepover Disaster.
Well, there you go.
I was listening I was just cruising through the internet, mm-hmm. and I think it was SoundCloud I was cruising through, and they popped up, and I was like, oh, that song. You know, on SoundCloud, some things will just, play stuff.
I don't understand even want it SoundCloud. To. Yeah.
And it was just playing the signal, and I was like, damn, this is, I'm forgetting how good some of this stuff is.
Thank you. There you go. There's a band. Man, that's a band that's probably been around.
They're back.
Longer than almost any band in town that I know.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they were playing before.
I remember, they were
playing in the 90s.
I attempted to be a music uh-huh. major at Fresno City uh-huh. for a while. And I was in class, a lot of classes with Vince. The drummer.
Yeah.
And we became friends then. And then, like, this was before Sleepover Disaster, right around time he was, like, figuring out what band to kind of find. And then one day he was in Sleepover Disaster, and then I was in nothing.
Right.
And that never changed. There you go. See who was the better musician out of that.
I think I saw them. I must have seen them, it must have been in the, early 2000s, and seen them through various incarnations. So, they're cool.
I love
and them. They're playing again, which is really nice. So,
go out and see. You see him playing. Go out and see him. Go on. Sorry.
Okay.
Best shoegaze. They're the reason I know what shoegaze music is. Yeah. I wouldn't have no idea without Sleepover Disaster.
Right. Sleepy D.
Sleepy D. Oh, that's what the kids are calling them. Does the Cup of Joe crowd? They call him Sleepy D. They're like, is Sleepy D going to play in the last couple weeks? A little Sleepy D. I think they played there, though.
Yeah, I'm sure.
What's going on out there in the retail
world?
Restaurant retail world out there. Walmart. Fresno. Ooh.
Walmart opened its
more
new
Walmart-iness.
Super, super dude. We talked about this before.
Yeah, when it was announced.
Yeah, because Walmart opened up a
superstore, whatever, grocery store, giant, super awesome grocery store.
Walmart, I don't know what they call it. Where the old Mervyn's used to be.
Yep. Blackstone and Ashland.
And I don't know.
Right near the Abacus.
Yeah. I think that we said that was a good
besides forgetting that I hate Walmart right. and their practices, but then I do worry about Vons being down the street there.
Oh, yeah.
And that's my Vons I go to.
Oh no.
I worry about that Vons, and then the grocery outlet's right across the street from it too. Right. So it's like somebody's got to go down, and Walmart never goes down.
Right.
So either that Vons or that grocery outlet's going to go down.
And I would have to say it probably competes more with the grocery outlet than with a Vons.
I guess I would worry about the grocery outlet more.
But I don't know.
But I mean, it's good for. Big empty building.
Yeah, it's
that
infill.
Are hard to find.
Infill. Take that.
Yeah, it's infill. Conservatives,
people who don't want the general plan.
Yeah, Brandow. He made fun of Walmart workers.
That
last comment was like, only have much common sense as a Walmart
worker.
I was like, what's that mean? Walmart workers don't have common sense.
Yeah, so it opened. I think it seemed like it was a bit like there. It was a exciting event for people, from what I saw. Hmm. So
I don't like it. I haven't spent money in a Walmart in 20 years.
I went into a Walmart, not too long ago. It wasn't by choice. I was with some people. Whatever.
Yeah, that was the last time I went to Walmart because I was with people, and I'm like. Do I be that guy and go, like, I'm not going in there.
Go into Walmart.
I don't go into Walmarts. Or do I just freaking go in? Right. And I just went in.
I was surprised at the massive. I understand why people like why Walmart's a thing. I just understand. I see it, and there's stuff everywhere. It's stuff that, like, is appealing to me. As a consumer.
Things I want to buy, purchase, and go home with. And you know that there's nothing cheaper. You're not going to go somewhere else and get it cheaper.
Well, you know that the Walmart has been really struggling because the dollar stores and the Dollar General are undercutting them.
Yeah, suck it, Walmart.
Yeah.
Dollar store.
They have beat you at your game.
They're like,
your shitty crap
you want to have a giant store of cheap stuff? we're gonna niche you.
We're gonna out niche you.
We're gonna get a small store of cheap stuff,
but it's just cheap stuff.
Yep.
So you go. We're gonna
take
slightly expensive.
Yeah, all your slightly expensive stuff. That's kind of okay. Screw that. Or all cheap stuff.
Yeah. Anyway, but that opened, so that was kind of an exciting thing. You know,
I wonder if are we going to get anything cool open up in Fresno this year?
No.
I don't think so, huh?
There's that, we talked about Fig Garden. They got the yoga place.
Yeah, yoga pants.
I love me some yoga pants.
Yep. We're going to get the ooh la la, whatever it is.
Yeah, I don't even know what it's called.
You yoga enthusiasts know.
Yeah. No, I'm sure there'll be something cool happening in the next little bit here.
As long as it's downtown. I want to see like I was saying our year look ahead episode. Like, I want to see a anchor open up downtown. Yeah. Some sort of anchor, retail or restaurant wise, an anchor.
Let me tell you this. All right. Restaurants. Speaking of restaurants. Friday night, want to go to dinner. Downtown.
Okay.
We live downtown. And had heard, so the downtown club, right? The downtown club that's there on Inyo and Kern.
In between Kern and Vinesse.
They are open again, right? And for dinner, I think, or I thought. And I had heard from some people that it was good. A friend of mine had gone. Said he had gone, and it was real good. So we're gonna go to dinner. We had gotten a flyer in the mail from Downtown Club saying, "Hey, come check out our restaurant. Here's a coupon, whatever. Open from such and such hours on such and such days, including the time we wanted to go,
including when you want to go."
So we're gonna go. So we go down there. Well, first we went to Tioga Sequoia.
Nice.
Enjoyed ourselves.
Great beer garden.
Yeah.
Go down there.
Oh, man, it's awesome. I'm so happy that it's there.
Yeah.
Go to Downtown Club. Closed.
What?
Closed.
Inconsistent.
So then...
Yeah, you just can't do that.
I know.
You gotta, like, especially when you're trying to get attention,
I know.
You can't just randomly close.
It was very frustrating. So then we decided, well, here's what we'll do. We'll go to Cosmo. Right? Cosmopolitan. Yeah. So we go to Cosmopolitan, walk in, packed to the max.
Wait. They've already moved?
No, they haven't moved yet. No.
Oh, they're still there. I thought they were gone out of there.
No, they're still in their own location. Okay. I don't know when they're going to be moving.
Oh, okay, I don't know why I got that.
The
in
high
my
speed
head
rail is taking them out.
Yep, here it's coming.
So for those, but they are moving, and I think they'll be in a better location. But that's not the point of this story. The point of this story is there were so many people there that we didn't have reservations, so we couldn't get in.
Whoa, you got bounced out of a downtown restaurant.
Yes.
Like, nope, we can't handle you.
I'm sorry. And they were so apologetic. You know, they were like, I'm really, really, you could sit at the bar, but they're not serving food. So if you want to drink it, we're like, no, that's okay. I was very happy.
You got in their face.
I was happy to leave.
From the Fresno Bee.
I was happy to leave because it meant that they were doing, you know, they were doing so well.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Well, they're probably gonna rake when they move over to the Selland Arena.
Yeah, I think they'll do so much better.
Imagine when there's stuff, I mean, I guess the rare times something's happening at Selland Arena, just be freaking packed.
Or at the convention center. I mean, I do think it'll be great for them. They'll be able to build. I think they're building, yeah.
Yeah, from scratch, like in the parking lot.
Right, and so I think it'll be able to be the whatever type of place they want, exactly. And so I think it's going
to
be awesome.
I'm looking forward to that.
Yeah.
Well, now that I know that's still open, I've got to get in there before.
Oh, yeah.
So I can say, I was at the old one right before it closed.
Right before it closed, yeah.
So in 20 years when we're doing this, I can say, remember when we went to
the old Cosmopolitan. But yeah, I think that's about it. Is there anything else? What else? We might be getting close to our cap here, buddy.
Yeah, I think it might be time to plug it.
All right.
Plug it up. Keep it tight. Plug it up.
I came out. I did not mean it to go like that, but it did, and I won't edit it out.
Wow. That was awesome. Well, there it is. Go ahead. You can start.
Oh, my gosh.
I am.
Well, obviously, the other podcasts that come out of this studio, Dorktown Podcast, the Flowing of Famous. I don't know if you've heard that one. Get Off My Podcast, the Harrison Ford Podcast. Which we just had a couple of podcast heroes on with us to discuss the Regarding Henry movie, because we, you know, we go through every Harrison Ford movie. So that was kind of a treat for me, having like one of the that's like one of your, if you're not going to make money with podcasts, like, you have this, like, well, because other podcasters just love to be on podcasts. Right. Like, this is, like, the thing. Like, you can pretty much get any other podcaster to get on your show.
Really?
We all just love being on each other's podcast.
No one.
So, like, I got a couple of my, like, big-time heroes in podcasting on our show.
Awesome.
So that was fun. Just, it's surreal, like, being able to talk with somebody you listen to all the time, but just, like, through Skype.
Right.
Just, like, hanging out with them and just random. It's, I don't know, one of the treats of having a podcast. We gotta get Fresno people though, right? I mean,
Maybe.
There's a couple local shows that I've discovered that are kind of in our vein. There's I think it's an Ohio one, and then there's a Salinas, that is
awesome,
California town. But I don't know.
Bring them on, that'll be fun.
That might be cool.
Then we can shit talk their city.
But
I've been to Salinas.
Yeah, I've been to Salinas. You suck.
I've driven through. But
it's not right for Fresno's trash.
Well, that is true.
The Perfect Pour Craft Beer Podcast, we have started a Patreon page.
Yes. So support
Patreon.com/perfectpour
and tell us all about it.
It's, well, Patreon is a thing. Those of you out there in the creative world, this is not, it's not just a podcaster thing. In fact, I'm sure it wasn't made with probably weren't even thinking about podcasts when they made this website. But it's like you know how Kickstarter is. You do a campaign for something. We need money for this, and here's some rewards if you want to donate money. And then if you get to that goal, then you get that money. But with Patreon, it's a monthly thing, a continuous monthly thing, and you don't have to reach a specific goal to get your money. It's just somebody gives you $5, you're going to get that at the end of the month.
That is brilliant.
So we have a page for that for Perfect Pour.
Okay.
And you can just don't give us money for nothing, or you can get little nerdy rewards.
And
if you're
here's
a fan
the
of
truth
the
about it.
And anybody can
let
do
me
this
let me
in a creative field.
And I could be wrong, but I so if I'm overstepping myself,
no.
If someone were to give to the Perfect Pour, but they don't really care about the Perfect Pour, they like, let's say, Flowing with Famous,
right?
That money still would probably end up helping us on this podcast.
It does. It would inadvertently inadvertently help us.
So,
you're very upfront about the money. You don't like, it's not like give us $100 and, you know, who knows what's going to happen with that $100 you give us. Is you're laying out exactly what you're going to do with the money. So,
and what are you going to do?
What am I going to do? Basically, if we make $100 a month at some point one day, it's all going to go to the cost of running a podcast
And hosting
and equipment and all that stuff, which is, we're on the same equipment we use for the Perfect Pour. So what's good for the Perfect Pour
is good
for the Flowing with Famous, huh? So that's what we're saying.
Cool.
Anyway,
so there it is. I will plug myself again in my day job at the Fresno Bee and FresnoBeeHive.com. If you want to know about mostly Fresno music happenings, I blog and write there all the time. And there's fun stuff sometimes. I think I do good work sometimes.
You do awesome work, Mr. Teehee. Underappreciated.
No, don't go there.
I went there.
Man, making me blush. I think I'm appreciated just the right amount, quite frankly.
No.
I'm actually often
you're
blown,
low appreciation.
I'm blown away by, I will get people, and a couple weeks ago I had several, like back to back, who emailed in, and even people when I talk to them, you know, and they're just so appreciative, and it's just like, dude, I mean, thank you so much. I'm just doing my job, you know, like, right. And it's like, really, you're the guys who are doing cool stuff, so, you know.
But that's, you know, as a creative, like this, especially when you're, I mean, this is, that's your day job. So, but, you know, for most of it, say for It'll Grow Back, you're not really making money. You're doing it because you like doing it.
Right.
And so really the stuff that like keeps you going is when every once in a while someone will be like, I checked you out at blah, blah, blah. And that was awesome. And right. That like, and it's weird how that stuff will come up at like just the right time. Like right. You're just like, you know what? I'm tired. Nobody gives a crap. You know, if I just stop doing blank tomorrow, nobody's gonna care.
Right.
You know what? I think I'm done with that. And then all
of a sudden, what happened when you quit blogging?
A little bit. That's one of the little things. And then all of a sudden, everyone's like, "Oh, I love it!" And you're like, "Wait, what did I do?" People were reading. Oh, damn it! I painted myself in the corner here. But those little notes of people just like, oh, I love that such and such. I totally saw that. Like that's, you kind of live off that. Yeah. That's your fuel a lot of times. So during those periods where you're like not feeling creative or not having the energy for it.
Right.
So what I'm saying is, if there's somebody out there creatively that's touching you.
Touching, yes.
Damn it, that just came out wrong again, too.
How if there's somebody that's touching you.
Somebody that you're doing cool shit, let them know.
Yeah, tell them. No, it's definitely that kind of stuff goes a long way. And then my band, It'll Grow Back, we have a show coming up.
All right.
In February, February 7th, coming up soon at Strummer's. It's not a typical show.
Yeah, if you're tell
expecting
us about this.
To hear It'll Grow Back, songs, you will not.
You'll be so disappointed.
You will hear
Danzig
songs as done by It'll Grow Back.
Nice.
So it's the idea of the show is I think it's called 90s. I don't know, whatever. It's 90s music done by local bands. So there's a band going to be doing Nirvana. There's a band doing some Weezer, Blink 182, Deftones.
Ooh,
I think we're doing
Danzig. Weezer and Deftones and Danzig. Oh,
it's crazy!
Weekend. Yeah.
So it should be a really good, fun show, and I'm very excited because you know, in the '90s, early '90s at least, I think Danzig may have been like the biggest band in the world. To me and to my friends.
Yeah.
Like, we were all into different music, but I think Danzig was the one band that it was like, everyone was just like, yeah, everyone loved Danzig, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
Like, everyone knew Mother, and everyone... Mm-hmm. And one of my friends, actually, I want to say he had a Danzig, the skull logo shirt. I think that he may have wore that shirt, like, every day for, like... 4 years of high school. Maybe he had two of them that he like switched back and forth. But really, like when I think of him, like that's what I see is that T-shirt. And yeah, I mean, I think that those first four Danzig albums are like so class. Anyway, so we're doing Danzig.
And, nice.
It should be. If I can do it, it's very difficult.
Oh man, you'll pull it off.
You know, people. I don't know if people. I
mean, you
sort
do
of,
the AC/DC cover band.
True,
you pull that off.
True. So we'll see.
You pull up Bon Scott.
Well, it's a whole other thing, Danzig. So
yeah,
but it's gonna be fun. So that is happening, Strummer's, February 7th. Again, there's a bunch of other bands playing. So you can go to Facebook. It'll Grow Back
there's,
if you
there's
wanna,
a way to support us. Or go see It'll Grow Back shows.
Yeah. And I guess that's it then.
That is.
Man, we did good all work. Right.
Good work.
We're so awesome.
Thanks to everyone that's tweeted us on our Twitter.
Oh,
Flowing with Pod.
Flowing with Pod. Who's tweeted us? Ed Stewart.
Well, no, I don't think Ed's tweeted us
lately. But there are people.
Rob.
Oh, no, yeah, there are a lot of people. I keep seeing that. People are listening and blah, blah, blah. And I think, what? There was someone the other day like, oh, new Flowing with Fans. They were so excited. And I thought, whoa.
They're like, whoa. That was crazy?
That was a new experience. I'm like, wait till you listen to it. Yeah, wait till you listen to it, buddy.
Oh, producer Becky was tweeting us up. But Rob Weeks.
Uh-huh.
Rob Weeks has been a great fan.
Yeah.
Who like got Jennifer Lipp in a conversation that involved Flowing with Pod. And I just assume Jennifer Lipp has no idea.
She's right.
What the hell Flowing with Fans nice. Is. She's like,
beautiful.
Oh, that's great. Yeah.
You guys are so awesome.
But I saw though that Mr. Chris Daniels, producer. He's a listener.
Oh, yes, yeah.
He put that out there to the public.
There you go. Now we have him. He's on the hook.
Yeah, I don't think he really wants anyone to know about that.
Yeah. Though. Well, it's out there though. Once it's on the internet.
It's on the internet.
I'm gonna call in. I'm gonna say,
come on, get Josh. Let's restart the campaign to get Josh on the Chris Daniels Show.
Talking about something. I know about a lot of
things.
He knows
things.
You put me on a spot. Maybe that's even the spot. Just bring me in and ask me about anything.
Yeah, like, let's put Josh on the spot. And you just throw something at him.
Right.
I actually inadvertently heard some Chris Daniels Show somewhat recently.
Uh-huh.
And it was, like, late. I was, like, kind of, I don't know. Does he go till 6 or 7?
I think he goes till 6, yeah.
Okay, because I was just like, whoa. Well, yeah, he's still on.
3 to 6,
it
I think.
Seems like it was after 6, but maybe it was 6.
Yeah.
And I was enjoying it. I was enjoying it. He, you know?
Yeah, no, I think he's one, you know, again, I have my love-hate with KMJ.
Yeah. Have you been listening?
Yeah. Chris Daniel, I enjoy very much.
Mr. Teresi is a listener of Flowing with Fans.
There's a little too much Clint Olivier lately for me.
Oh my gosh, I cannot. I heard that for 2 minutes, and I was like, oh really, KMJ? You've sunk this low. You've let Clint Olivier on. Ooh, gosh.
We should have Clint on.
He's gonna come on now.
For 2015, I think our goal should be having more guests.
I'm down with that.
Okay,
they just gotta come to my house in dark garage at 9 o'clock at night. I want to have Bill Mack on. Yeah. I've always wanted for years. Want to have Bill McEwen on?
Maybe we go in and do a interview with him during the day or something. Yeah. And
break open the old B studios.
Record it. Yeah. That could be fun. Well, that is it for us. I'm calling it. So thank you all for listening, and you have all of our info. And we will be back in a couple of weeks.
Yep.
Until then, I will say...
Slow down.
That's not wrong.